advocates for child rights in the country. Together, the Uganda Human Rights Commission called for child protection and promotion of children's rights during the 2026 general elections. The actors at both national and international child rights protection institutions are highlighting that children must be kept out of political spaces and protected from harm. They indicate that involving children in rallies, campaign activities is a violation of their right to protection that exposes them to physical and psychological harm, hence calling on stakeholders to uphold privacy and safety of children's rights. Lameth Somarapita, Commissioner, Uganda Human Rights Commission, representing the Commission Chairperson Maria Mwangadia, noted that protection of children's rights is a collective responsibility. This during a media engagement on the need to safeguard children's rights ahead of the general elections and addressed by a coalition of children's rights advocates, including UNICEF.
It is the duty of all parents, caregivers, teachers, religious and cultural leaders, political actors and the media to ensure that children are safe during this electoral period. The participation of children in rallies and campaign activities violates their rights to protection. Using children in political advertising is exploitation and violates their rights to privacy and safety. We therefore call on all stakeholders to respect and uphold the rights of every child before, during and after the election. We also urge the public to report child rights violations through helplines like SAUTI 116.
The UNICEF representative of Uganda, Dr. Robin Nandi, emphasized that children, especially the most vulnerable, need to be protected.
Are a major category of vulnerability as far as we look at. So these vulnerabilities are not homogeneous across the society, so we need to understand what are the vulnerabilities in each particular location and areas and prioritize them, otherwise they are the most likely to get missed out. That is the key point, is that we cannot address issues with generalizations. In every community, we need to deliberately identify and target the most vulnerable. And that's why counting them, recognizing them is extremely important.